Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the fam. We'll continue with your calls, 888-808-1019. What kind of steaks do we have? Because I keep forgetting.
Oh, my God. Well, we had a tomahawk.
So, okay, so now which one was that? Is that the one that was basically
the thing that Fred Flintstone would basically throw over his back and walk around town with. That massive bone that I saw on my Instagram account.
That's because there were two that were there.
The big one.
We went to Rail Steakhouse for the BT and Sal Christmas, whatever you want to say. We had Casillas there, Hoff there, Frank the Chef joint. It was phenomenal time. I really had a great night out with you guys. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was
just talking shop and talking football with Casillas. He's nuts. What a good dude. But the food was so good. And I'm normally a filet guy.
Yeah.
But this, the one steak had filet on one side and then like what, a strip on the other. That was not the
No, the tomahawk was.
I keep thinking T-bone in my head, but it's tomahawk.
No, it's definitely tomahawk.
Okay.
And I've had a tomahawk or two before. This was the biggest one I've ever seen. It was massive. It was such a good night. And you're right, Casillas is wild.
Yeah,
isn't he?
He's a great dude.
He fit right in. We had an awesome time.
Yeah.
And although I got to tell you, there's a couple things we got to air out here. Mm. I know who not to be around in a time of an emergency. You and Hoff.
Oh, I know. Well,
and evidently Casillas as well.
Yeah, I mean, some guy slipped on the floor and BT went to his rescue like you were trying to be a hero.
I thought the guy had time
to change into your cape and outfit in the telephone booth.
I did it to like look good. That was my instinct. I thought the guy was having a heart attack. He just dropped. Now, first of all, you're underselling. The guy dropped like a ton of bricks.
He slipped and fell on his rear
but
end.
But I didn't see because it was to my back. He was going to the bathroom. Remember, you were to my left.
I did see it.
I was looking at Hoff. You can see peripherally out of your right eye. I'm looking at Hoff and my, so I don't see it.
Hoff and I were like, can you pass the hash brown?
Yeah,
please?
I know.
BT Jones.
All I hear is thwack, and I hear, oh! And then, like, the poor guy's wife, she tries to get up. So, no, I did spring. I hadn't moved that fast in years.
Yeah,
man.
You did get up pretty good. I was worried about you hurting your back. Then I'm like, Casillas, can you help him out there?
Well, then when I tried to help him up, I did remember. I'm like, my shoulder is really jacked up because he was a small guy. I'm like, I got to have surgery.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, I'm going to have surgery on my shoulder. You guys did nothing. Hoff had his fourth Manhattan.
Eating. And we clapped.
Yeah, we were eating.
You only clapped when I was like, all right, let's give it up for John.
Yeah. Okay, so we clapped. We gave it. Yeah. Listen, I saw the whole thing.
You backed me up. Wow, what a clap.
I saw the whole thing, so I knew he fell, and I just was going to take out my phone and start videotaping.
You're the problem. That's the problem with society. Non-doers like you.
And then how about the clowns that were sitting behind us?
Yeah, what was going on with them?
Yeah, they
famous people, right?
I guess.
He was in The Wire, all five seasons of The Wire.
It's a great show,
He was in all five seasons of The Wire?
Yeah, he was a main character.
Dominic something, whatever. And then they were like signing the table. Like, they were name dropping. Yeah. The poor young waiter was like, I don't know who those guys were.
She was a little
remember this young kid?
Oh, they were we had the waitress, the young.
Maybe
the young,
it was a busboy or whatever.
Who's Maris guy. Remember, I was told him?
Yeah, of course.
He's friendly. He's very disappointed in the tip that they left there.
Yeah, which is disappointing.
I mean, he seems very paltry.
Do you know who we are signing the thing, and then they leave a bad tip? But overall, that wasn't our problem. We had a great night.
Oh, no. We left again. You know, our tip was through the roof, and our food was awesome. I don't really know about the other table. Place was sick, though. You guys didn't even budge. Two lazy asses.
I'm not wishing they enjoyed
what
the
meal. What if I fell? Would you have come over and helped me?
I definitely
would have taken the camera out at that point.
That I would almost expect. That I can get behind. That's funny.
Right.
Because that's show content. That's
no,
all
it's different,
at
but a stranger.
The floor, an idiot.
Like, I don't know. It's a weird spot. Like,
yeah, what if it was a woman? What if it was an older woman?
Maybe different story.
Okay, but it shouldn't be. It's a human being.
It's a. I didn't know what happened. It all happened so fast. The guy got up.
Well,
he was
going to
the bathroom.
Your brain didn't process quickly enough. That's why you didn't know what happened.
Right. I was really thinking about what I was getting for dessert or something.
This guy.
Yeah, you popped up.
Yeah, I did.
That massive carrot cake.
Oh, my
whatever.
God. Carrot cake was huge. Yeah. I didn't have any, though.
The butter cake is the best.
I got to get back in a routine, man. Yeah. I just can't do anything with my shoulder now. I feel awful.
No. This is it for me.
Here we go. Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I'm going to say it one more time and hold myself accountable.
Maybe it's going to work this year.
I have to.
This is it?
This is it.
It's the end of the road?
There's no more, I'll get to the gym next week or next month to change it up. It starts now. Couldn't start yesterday because the New Year's gathering at a neighbor's house. And I came home, had a little cake. I'm so disgusted with myself. Cake that was left over from my wife. She wanted the cake in the house.
What kind of cake was it?
Dude. Uncle Giuseppe's.
What is that?
You ever go there?
No. I never even heard of it. What is it?
This is a must.
Where is
it? There's one in Morristown.
Oh, Jersey. Not far from us?
They're all over the place. I think they're all on Long Island. Are you familiar with it, Uncle Giuseppe's?
No.
Dude,
no idea.
It is, when I tell you it's a must.
Okay.
Must go to. All the Italian pastries. Oh. You have to go there.
What kind of cake was it, though?
This is what my wife liked. Chocolate icing, yellow cake with chocolate fudge.
That's money. I mean, it's simple, but it's money.
So... Got some sprinkles on it, too.
Oh.
It is so good. Mouth-watering good. We had it for a birthday, and then we went back for a second. It was so good. Anyway, and then that was left over yesterday, so I was like, all right, what the hell? It's the last day I'm home.
Yeah, justify it.
Yeah, discuss it with myself. But I'll get back to the gym. But, yeah, we had a great night at Rails. And then
awesome
we had,
night.
You have to go to Uncle Jim. Matter of fact, we should take a road trip there and just go together.
To get cake?
Dude, no, they have everything. It's like the Italian...
I'm not taking a road trip to get cake with you, dude.
Well,
man,
it's not just cake. It's everything.
By the way, the pork store,
bakery, all of it.
Oh, they got the whole spiel? That's different.
Yeah.
A restaurant, too, or no?
That
it sounds like Calandra's. A little bit. Like,
I've
similar.
Heard of that.
Not
that's
far
the bakery
from us.
Near, yeah, okay.
Bakery,
yeah.
Restaurant, if it's a similar setup, they, all in one.
Went there once, but it was closed on like a Memorial Day holiday. I was going to go there. But no, you
went there,
check.
It was closed?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this? We're new to the neighborhood. That was a recommendation.
It's a good place. Yeah, it's good.
But
it's
Uncle
good.
Giuseppe's, you have to check it.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Let's get back to the phones here.
Right.
And like, to your credit, BT, yes.
What?
You were Superman going out there trying to save
it. I'm not looking for credit. No. See, you read this. I'm not looking for credit.
Oh.
I'm wondering why you guys didn't do anything.
See, you got up so fast, even if I wanted to help, I couldn't.
All right. Okay.
You know, by the way, it wasn't just Hoff and I.
What?
It was you, Hoff, me, Casillas, and Frank. You were the only one who got up and helped.
Huh. I mean, Frank was a little starstruck with Casillas, which I could get. He's hanging on every story, and we got some great ones. And in Casillas' defense, his back was truly 100% turned.
Hoff and I were looking straight at the guy.
Yeah, he didn't even blink.
As he fell. I was just wondering
what
happened.
It's not a good look, though, for you guys. It does make
me
wonder.
Funny. He just went down out of nowhere.
It's not a good look for you guys.
I was processing, I hope nobody gets sued here. I don't want this to be, I love this place.
Let's
go under. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Andrew is calling from Patterson. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, Andrew?
Hey. So I had a point regarding about the Yankees offseason. I have an idea what they could do this offseason, and then I have another point about next offseason.
Go for it.
So, BC, I know I was on the same fence as you when it came to Christian Walker. I thought his market was exactly what he was going to get, which is 20 mil.
I thought he was going to get more than that. I thought he was going to get a couple of million more. But anyway, keep going. It was lower than I thought, which is why I was even more bothered by it. But continue.
Yeah, and I thought the same thing, but I do see what the Yankees are doing for next offseason, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Another guy I would like, I don't think the Yankees need another power hitter. I think they have plenty of power. It's a matter of, like, defense, which is what kind of bothered them in the World Series, because to me, if they didn't make defensive blunders even in Game 1 and as well as Game 5, they would have been going back to L.A. with a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, they still weren't going to win, but yeah, it would have been a deeper series. Dodgers were better. Keep going. So go ahead.
I was looking at someone like Hyun-Soo Kim from the Padres. Something that Glaber was bad at was defense and base running.
Yes.
And Kim, he's not a flashy name, but he's someone who's not going to come at a high price. So it's like low risk,
but then
high reward.
Then you keep Jazz at third, though. And thank you for the call, Andrew. I don't love Jazz at third. You do?
I don't either, but a deeper dive through the eye test, he was fine.
He's not bad.
He was fine.
He's not as good as Bregman or Arenado.
No, very few are better than either one of those. I mean, they're all timers, for sure. They're defending. I think that The analytics are a little more kind to Jazz at third base than I think people recollect, but he's a natural second baseman, and I'm motivated to get him back to second base.
Yeah, I think the Yankees, that's why I like Bregman. To the caller's point, now you could minimize Stanton, or we both can. I don't love Stanton as a player or the fit, but now without Soto especially, you look at the power that they have. They still have Judge, and they still do have Stanton. You're going to have some power with Bellinger.
Yeah.
You know, maybe who knows with Goldschmidt at this particular point, but Bregman, to me, is a better fit with the Yankees than Mets because the Mets need an impact power bat to complement Soto. The Yankees don't need that. They need a good bat that can lengthen out the lineup, which I think Bregman is. A proven bat in the postseason, which he is, and a good glove at third base. Susan was on with us. She talked about being third base being the most important piece. I think the Yankees are going to get Bregman. I have that feeling.
You do?
I think
they're going to spend for it.
I think they know they need one more big move to complete the offseason, and that's the one. Well, where is the other big move? Where's the big move that they made? Fried was a big one.
Yep.
Goldschmidt, huge. No. Bellinger, yeah, but like not big.
I wouldn't say big,
yeah,
big.
Okay.
Good move.
Williams,
big.
Good, but not big. They're one big move still.
I just hope it's not Santander. I have said that I just don't want him, man.
But what are you going to do with
him? He's a strikeout machine. He's not a good fielder. He can't run.
Well, where would you play him now anyway?
I think that if they got him, they might mess around and put him in left.
Do what with Dominguez? Have him in the minors?
In center. Oh, what am I saying? I'm sorry. With Bellinger,
now with
center, Judge back to
and
right.
Goldschmidt at first, there's no avenue with first base.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want Santander. And I don't think the Yankees are very interested in him.
Same thing. Mets fan. Oh, if you don't get Pete, bring back Santander. Yeah. Bring in Santander. Where? Santander. No. I don't like him
as a
player.
Rizzo?
Yeah. No, I don't. Rizzo, what are you, out of your mind? Come on now. Matt is calling from Morristown. What's up, Matt?
So Giuseppe Zamorristown literally has a Sinatra impersonator basically that walks through the aisles and sings on site during the holidays. They'll sing like Italian music and Christmas music. He's walking around the store singing.
Dude, it's an experience.
Really?
I'm shocked actually that you've never been there.
Well, I didn't grow up there. You know, I've only been there 5 years. So if I grew up around there, I would be.
I don't even know how my wife discovered it in Long Island, and then we looked up when we were moving that there was one in Jersey. Morristown's very Italian.
Morristown's
right?
Great. Yeah. I don't know about the demographic.
Minimum
I don't know about that.
A week budget for Giuseppe's.
What is it?
Oh, it's expensive.
It's like, somehow I'm spending $250 there a week. It's crazy. I'm like cheese and cakes.
We don't, and thank you for the call, Matt. We don't, yeah, exactly. We don't shop there often, but
really?
I wish we did. Yeah, like it's very expensive, but it's worth it. Like if you need any kind of thing that you could think of, Italian especially.
You know what I love getting? Like the mozzarella that's in that wet, like the big bowl that's in the, oh God.
Yeah, all that stuff. I was in there shopping for that cake to surprise my wife.
Again.
I'm seeing everything, man. These pistachio shortbread cookies. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, I want food over this. I want food.
Yeah, well, I was at the bakery at that particular. I want the food too. I'm fine with that. No, I'm good. I'm telling you. Don't sleep on Uncle Giuseppe's. Nick is in Bayonne. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? Nick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Nick. What's up?
Before I ask my question, good call, Sal, with Uncle Giuseppe's. That's money.
Oh,
that's
man.
Money.
So good.
BT, I'm surprised. Brooklyn guys. I'm a Brooklyn guy. You got to know that stuff. They got the fresh schmutz. They got the prosciutto there. They got the cutlets. They got it all there.
Yeah. You get lost in there, man. You get lost and you gain about 30 pounds.
All right, my question is, we were talking Jets before. I wanted to hear your three options. Of course, I want Vrabel, one.
Yep.
Into Gruden, into Flores, in case Vrabel is gone. I wanted to hear what you guys got.
You meaning Vrabel is not hired? Vrabel goes somewhere
right?
else?
If Vrabel's off the table.
I would say... I don't want Rex, so let me spare you that suspense. I don't want Rex anywhere on my list here. Aaron Glenn would probably be third.
Who did he say? Vrabel, Flores, and who?
But he's saying Vrabel's off the list. All so right. At that point, I would say give me either Flores or Gruden because I need an established... listen, okay, my answer would be... See, it's not perfect, which is why I'm stumbling here. I want Vrabel. I mean, I think I've said Vrabel, and I've been on this Vrabel train before anybody. I mean, not that I was the only one who knew that he was available, but I mean, I have been screaming for Vrabel for months. I mean, I want Vrabel. If I can't get Vrabel, I don't think anything excites me in terms of like a home run. But if it's Flores, I'd be interested. If it's Gruden, I'd be intrigued. And if it's Aaron Glenn, I'd be... And you know, even Kingsbury with a veteran GM.
Yeah,
there's other intriguing things that could get me going a little bit, but I want Vrabel.
Here's what I wanted initially. I wanted the hire to eliminate any doubt in what was going to be taking place with this franchise. A no doubt about it, no nonsense program builder. I don't know.
That's a good way to summarize it, by the way.
I that's what I wanted.
I got you.
I don't know if that hire is out there. Harbaugh was the guy we yelled and screamed about it for years. The idiot Bears didn't want him. The Jets didn't go that way. Belichick would have been that guy to me. Obviously, the Jets didn't want him. While I would be intrigued, certainly by Vrabel and Flores and even Gruden and Kingsbury and some others, like even Aaron, like there are parts of a lot of these names mm-hmm. that I could be like, okay, but it always brings me back to where they're at right now as an organization. And I think they need a no doubt about it guy. So who's the closest to that? In my mind, it's Gruden because I've seen him do it. Now, I know we're, even with him, there's still question marks because of what happened with the Raiders, because yeah. of, you know, where we are at his age and all that stuff, uh-huh. even, you know, whatever. So there's still question marks there. Maybe Vrabel, maybe Flores probably fit those bills better than anybody else. Those are probably the top three guys.
Do you think they're serious about Rex?
I would not want Rex under.
But do you think they are?
Yeah, I do.
So do I.
Yeah, I do. I do.
So I
do think they're serious. He's not a program builder. Could they win with Rex for a year or two? Maybe. I'd much rather, like, I would go in any direction but Rex. Rex would have been the hire to me in season. Woody missed a big opportunity. If you were going to fire Saleh, which they did, make the splash by just bringing Rex into the building now instead of Ulbrich, who is, I don't think I've ever seen more overmatched attempt at it being an interim head coach than Ulbrich. All due respect, I don't even know how he gets a coordinator job after that. He's been that bad. You go, oh. This guy has gotten exposed. He could be a fine coordinator, I'm sure, somewhere else.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way he gets the D.C. job again is people say, oh, yeah, he was a great D.C., or at least a really good D.C., really, really, really good 2 years ago, and, you know, this year, obviously, wacky circumstances. No, as a head coach, he's also walking that tightrope of, like, screw it, I know I'm gone, and there's no way in hell I'm kicking a field goal, I'm going for everything. He's been playing that game for a month.
Dude, when he opens his mouth, he embarrasses himself.
Yeah, it's,
talking about Hassan Reddick. Did you hear them play that on the morning show today?
I know. I saw it as a headline about, he works hard. What did he say about Reddick?
He basically said, oh, he's a selfless player, and he does all this and does all that, and this guy is
an
honor to be around him. When you say that, it takes away from saying it's an honor to be around Aaron Rodgers, which is legit. Rodgers is a Super Bowl winner, four-time MVP, one of the great quarterbacks ever. Yeah. You say the same thing about Reddick. Oh, it's an honor to be around him. The guy held out. He was as selfish as you could be. I'm not trying to minimize Reddick, but come on.
Well, he should. He's done nothing as a player. He's literally done zip.
God.
He's been awful.
Ulbrich is just an embarrassment. Anyway, what was the point? The point is that there are...
You're getting me mad again. Yeah. I didn't think that was the point, though.
There are good hires to be made out there. I don't think there is a clear-cut, no-doubt home run guy the way that I felt about Belichick, Harbaugh, and so on for the Jets. I think any of these guys would be okay.
And you know who it is.
Yep.
My boy Vrabel.
Yeah, you've been saying that before anybody else. BT is Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll finish up on the phones when we come back.